Michelle has offered to join me to talk a little bit about her experience with math at Berkshire Community College. So, Michelle, just give me a little background on where, you know, how you started, where you came from.
With the math?
Just in general at BCC.
Well, I got laid off in December of 2009 from Verizon Telephone Company. I decided to go to school, so I started in January 2010.
No, you just started. It wasn't that long ago.
No.
Oh, okay.
And I tested at 20 in math lab.
Okay, so that's, what does that mean for people who don't know? At what point did you start? Is that
20 is very low.
Yeah. So
very
was
low.
That arithmetic?
It was everything basic.
Okay, so like fractions and
percentages.
Percentages,
okay. Decimals.
When's the last time you had done math before?
Over 30 years ago.
Wow. Okay. So you've been out of school for a long time.
Yes.
Okay. So it was high school to work to
It was
BCC?
GED. Because
GED.
I was a teen
okay.
mom.
Ah. All right. So GED to working.
To working.
And raising your children?
Correct.
Okay. And then back to, and then to BCC after you got laid off.
Yes.
Did you have a goal coming here?
I wanted to go into the nursing program.
Ah, okay. Right, which you, and you have succeeded.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's really good. For people who don't know, it's a very competitive program, and it's no small accomplishment that you got in.
It's a lot of hard work, a lot
yes.
of studying, and a lot of commitment.
Yeah. So let's talk about math, because you said you came in and you scored a 20, which means that you started out in very basic math, more or less arithmetic.
Correct.
And what were your... How did you feel about math when you first came?
I was scared of math. I really didn't care for math because it intimidated me.
Uh-huh. What was intimidating about it?
The whole thing.
The whole thing.
Learning about it, the numbers, as soon as you hear the word trigonometry, you're like, you just kind of freak out.
Right. So that's where you went, sort of this trigonometry, oh my goodness, I don't know what I'm... All right. And you hadn't done really very much math in a long time.
No, I haven't.
Okay, so this was really
a big step.
Challenge. Yep.
Absolutely.
So tell me about how it started with you. Where did you started out in basic math, and did you take a lecture class? Did you do the modules?
Well, I tested out really low, and then they told me I could get Math for Dummies and come back and retest at a higher level.
What was Math for Dummies?
It's a book that's supposed to teach you easily.
Right, how to
do better
at
math.
One of those dummies, yeah.
Right. So instead of taking that option, I told them to put me in a class where I tested at, because I didn't want to, study, the book
for
dummies.
Just to be on your own.
Right,
study.
Right. Uh-huh. And not just that. I'd study that, I'd probably do well on that test, but then I'd be in a class where I had no clue what I was doing.
Okay.
So in my opinion, it was better to start off where I tested at,
yep.
and I worked my way up. So that's what
I did. Okay, so you made that choice. So you started out in the modules, is that what this is?
No, I started out, all my classes were lectures.
Okay, so you, and you started in January?
Correct.
In a lecture. Who did you,
I had a Necker.
Okay, we might leave that out. So you had your first experience.
Correct.
And what was that like for you?
Well, first of all, you're coming back to school after all those years.
Yeah.
And you're in a class with younger students.
Right.
So, first you're a little scared. It's kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have to stay focused on what your goal is.
Mm-hmm.
And you
not
take
get
it.
Too caught up.
Correct.
In,
so yeah. you just focus on yourself. You don't worry about anybody else except mm-hmm. what you want to do.
Right.
And my goal was to do well in that math, do as well as I could, study, get as much information as I could, and use it to go forward.
Right, and you had a goal. You really wanted to get into the nursing program. Did that help you with the motivation to do your math?
Truthfully, once I started learning the math,
yeah.
the nursing was a goal, but just wanting to know the math was a bigger goal.
Oh, okay.
Just
okay.
I enjoyed learning it.
Oh, all right, so now you discovered that you actually enjoyed learning
I do.
Math. And that was a big turnaround, wasn't it?
It was a big turnaround, because when I was home on free time, instead of relaxing, I always had the math book looking at it.
So what did you like about it?
Everything. Learning how to calculate, learning that there's It's like a whole new world.
Mm-hmm. It's a different language.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you worked on your homework a lot.
All the time.
Really practicing.
Over and over, and I do the same. I go to a clean piece of paper and start mm-hmm. all the problems all over again. If I couldn't get it, I'd work on it till I could get it. Always asking questions, asking for extra help.
So you were really conscientious about your homework, about, you know, really doing well. Do you think that's important to tell other students that they need to really buckle down and do that kind of work to do well in math?
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because some people, I guess they take school for granted. They feel like, well, you know, I'm here, I'll do it when I can. But if you really want to do what you want to do, you have to stay focused. You have to be persistent. If you need help, don't be afraid to ask for it, because there's math labs. The teachers accommodate the students to work you into their schedule so they can help you. So there's a lot of help out there.
Did you use some resources like that? Did you get extra help?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I was at the math lab.
Oh.
I had a math tutor.
Uh-huh. So tell me, after you finished that one course, you went on to the next level of math.
Absolutely.
Okay. And that's a little more advanced, right? You're getting into sort of beginning algebra?
Yes.
Okay. And how is that? Because now you're moving from arithmetic to, the next level in math.
Well, the first class kind of prepared you for some of the second class.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't go in there blindsided.
Right.
But there was a progression. Absolutely. There was a progression, but if you took that hiatus and didn't study over between class to class during semesters,
yeah,
when there was a break, then you went in and you were like shell-shocked.
So did you have the summer then in between before you started that second class?
Yes.
But you kept
looking. I kept looking at the book.
Ah, okay.
And looking at the book.
Yeah.
And then I have test anxiety, so as soon I can know the problems, but as soon as it's and we're in a setting, and they say test, I freeze.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
I panic and try to rush through it.
Yeah, so that was something you were going to bring in. How did you deal with that?
I told the instructor that I had test anxiety, mm-hmm. and I'd meet with her every morning at 10, and she would tell me, take your time, you know the work, and pretty soon I'd meet with her, and she'd tell me to help the other students that were meeting as well.
Okay, so was this a special session?
Yes, a special session.
Okay.
You can meet before class started.
Okay. So you worked through problems with her, and you took your time.
I call her at home.
You call her at home, so she was really available.
Yes.
Wow, that's great. That must have helped. So you went in, and you did well, I'm assuming, and you're in the second class.
Yes.
Okay.